If everyone in this world could learn to live together as neighbors, if everyone in this world could learn to love one another as people, then this would be a better place to live in, my friends. For united we stand, divided we fall, and if our back should ever be against the wall, we'll be together, my friend.
Together,
just you and I.
Welcome to this Wednesday gathering, everybody. This is a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting, which is hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to everybody. We're so happy that you've joined us as a participant in this special oasis today. For those of you with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. If you'd like to hear previous readings, you can click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Let's now join together in singing hymn number 236.
O peace of the world, our hope in each breast, O Bethlehem's star that ages have blessed, a day of fresh promise breaks over our land. Gone warfare is doomed, and God's kingdom at hand.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. And the topic of today's readings is United Government. I'll begin by reading from the King James Version of the Bible, followed by readings from the Christian Science textbook. The Bible. Psalms. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Ezekiel. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Isaiah. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with a lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with a kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. 1 Corinthians. There is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Is Christ divided? Ephesians. He is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Galatians. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Colossians. Put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all, and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galatians? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherewith we were born? Parthians and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and in Cappadocia, in Pontus, in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. 1 Corinthians. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the one Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Now are they many members, yet one body, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Mark, salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another. Philippians, be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. 2 Corinthians, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, and live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. I shall also read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The cement of a higher humanity will unite all interests in the one divinity. In the order of science, in which principle is above what it reflects, all is one grand concord. Science reveals only one mind, and this one shining by its own light and governing the universe, including man, in perfect harmony. Harmony in man is as beautiful as in music, and discord is unnatural, unreal. Harmony, the reign of spirit, government by divine principle, the atmosphere of soul. Man is harmonious when governed by soul. It is our ignorance of God, the divine principle, which produces apparent discord, and the right understanding of him restores harmony. The action of so-called mortal mind must be destroyed by the divine mind to bring out the harmony of being. Mutual compromises will often maintain a compact which might otherwise become unbearable. Fulfilling the different demands of their united spheres, their sympathies should blend in sweet confidence and cheer, each partner sustaining the other, thus hallowing the union of interests and affections in which the heart finds peace and home. When the divine precepts are understood, they unfold the foundation of fellowship, in which one mind is not at war with another, but all have one spirit, God, one intelligent source, in accordance with the scriptural command, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The realization that all inharmony is unreal brings objects and thoughts into human view in their true light and presents them as beautiful and immortal. Harmony in man is as real and immortal as in music. Discord is unreal and mortal. Discord is the nothingness named error. Harmony is the somethingness named truth. The scriptures declare, the Lord, he is God, good. There is none else beside him. Even so, harmony is universal and discord is unreal. Human sense may well marvel at discord, while to a diviner sense, harmony is the real and discord the unreal. We may well be perplexed at human fear, and still more astounded at hatred, which lifts its hydra head, showing its horns in the many inventions of evil. But why should we stand aghast at nothingness? Fear, which is an element of all dis-ease, must be cast out to readjust the balance for God. Casting out evil and fear enables truth to outweigh error. Christian scientific practice begins with Christ's keynote of harmony: be not afraid. Kingdom of Heaven, the reign of harmony in divine science, the realm of unerring, eternal, and omnipotent mind, the atmosphere of spirit, where soul is supreme. Let us learn of the real and eternal, and prepare for the reign of spirit, the kingdom of heaven, the reign and rule of universal harmony, which cannot be lost nor remain forever unseen. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 23. One infinite God, good, unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man, ends wars, fulfills the scripture, love thy neighbor as thyself, annihilates pagan and Christian idolatry, whatever is wrong in social, civil, criminal, political, and religious codes, equalizes the sexes, annuls the curse on man, and leaves nothing that can sin, suffer, be punished, or destroyed. Through divine science, spirit, God, unites understanding to eternal harmony. The calm and exalted thought or spiritual apprehension is at peace. Thus, the dawn of ideas goes on, forming each successive stage of progress. This concludes the readings and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.